this at this church is what we call life groups. And a life group is simply a small group that meets to glorify God with their lives. And we call them life groups for a reason, because we believe that they are going to bring us life and vitality into our spiritual lives. We need our brothers and sisters to help one another. And I've witnessed this over the years as we have had various small groups and things like that. I've witnessed when a younger father is just sitting there with some of the older fathers and so on, and just says, "Hey guys, how do you do this thing? How do you do this as a dad and do it well?" And the guys just say, "Hey, let us come alongside you and help you with that." Or when we sit over at the men's Bible study, we have a larger group of guys, and then we split into smaller groups to discuss the lesson so that we can talk through those things. And then you watch walls come down. You watch people share more openly about their life, about who they are. That's what we're talking about building biblical community in these things. Life groups can be traditional or non-traditional in how they look. And this is what I mean. Traditional group, group of men, group of women, mixed couples, whatever, meet together usually at the church or in someone's home for Bible study, prayer, and biblical community and fellowship. Non-traditional group may, same groups of people, but they may meet with a passion for a specific ministry, or meet in different locations, meet for different reasons, okay? So if they are a ministry team meeting to help the needs of maybe single mothers in the community, they can still have biblical community within that group. Or, as that other example we mentioned, guys in a group meeting at the Maria's before they go to work, do a short devotional, little conversation about life, how that fits in with life, how God is working in their lives. That may be a little bit more of a non-traditional group because they're meeting in a different location, in a different place, but that's still a group that is building community. Our life groups at this church, we need to be reworking them. So at present, I'm not going to be standing up here going, "You all need to join a life group right now," okay? Because we're going to be reworking some things. Now, if you're not involved in a Bible study someplace, there's still men's Bible study, women's Bible study. Get involved. Be there. You need to be, because that is going to help you grow. But I think the better plan is going to be resetting our life groups and the system as it is, so that it fits within the mission of the church. And I told you before, that is what the leadership has been working on. We're already moving in that direction, and we're going to continue working on that until we get her done. But here's what a reset may include, or should include. Training the leaders for life groups. And that means all of them. Even if you've been a life group leader, you need to get retrained to make sure you know how everything operates. But that also gives somebody who's been sitting there going, I might like to give this a try. And maybe they've been a little timid. That gives you the option to now be on the same playing field with everybody else. You got the same learning as everybody else because we retrained everybody in the same manner. This is one way that the church wants to try and help you to break out of that comfort zone and equip you for ministry. Resetting the groups will also help, or will include, people understanding how life groups are going to fit into our goals and purposes for the church. How is God going to use a life group in your life? How do you use life groups to help a friend or a neighbor progress in their spiritual life? All of these things are going to start getting worked into the mission of the church and how and where we're going. The important thing to take away from all of this is to understand that life groups are not just something you participate in as an activity of the church. Life groups are vital to your spiritual growth. In order to grow in biblical community, to truly have relationships that will help you move along in your spiritual life, you need to be involved in a life group. Will they be perfect? Of course not. Will they be messy? Of course. But that is how God has called us to live and to learn, is in groups together so that we can learn from one another. Biblical community, it is essential to genuine spiritual growth. The prayer challenge today is going to help you pray for how God will use this tool in your life. And I'm going to close in prayer with that prayer challenge. Father, thank you for placing us in a spiritual family. that has its foundations in you. Give us the desire to grow in community with our brothers and sisters, even when some brothers and sisters might be harder to like than others. As we take this step out of our comfort zone and trust more people with who we are, Lord, bless our spiritual growth as a result. In Jesus' name, amen.